time again. Chevra, we have to understand the beginning of this week's parasha. The parasha of the Asaras Adibros is introduced with Yisro. It's introduced with Yisro. But introduced with Yisro in a specific way. And something that Mamish, we haven't seen in Kol HaTorah Kula until now. In the first 16 parashas of the Torah. In Parak Yilches, Pasuk Tes, the Pasuk says, Vayichad Yisro. Yisro was happy. A very strange Lashon, Vayichad. It should be Vayismach. We'll get back to that. Al Kol HaTov Asher Asa Hashem LeYisrael, and all the good that Hashem did for Yisrael. Asher Atzilu Mi HaMitzrayim, that He saved us from Mitzrayim. Vayomer Yisro. And Yisro says, Baruch Hashem. Asher Hitzil Aschem Yad Mitzrayim, Yad Paro, Asher Hitzil Aschem Yitachas Yad Mitzrayim. Baruch Hashem. That Hashem saved you from the hands of Mitzrayim, from Paro, from the nation in Mitzrayim. We've had in Torah until this point, Heiliget Tzadikim, the Avos, Avram, Yisrael, Yaakov, the Shvatim, the Shifteka, Moshe, Aaron. We had the Nashim Tikanios, Sarah, Rivka, Leah, Rachel. Seemingly, I venture to say, that they all would speak in a way and say, Baruch Hashem. And they thank Hashem in such a way. And say, Baruch Hashem, that You gave me children. Baruch Hashem, for You gave me food. Baruch Hashem for everything. Yet strangely, in the entire Torah until now, the Torah never records one person saying Baruch Hashem. The first person to say Baruch Hashem in the Torah, Yisro. Now, of course, the Torah doesn't record every statement by every single person in history until now. The Torah is not a history book. The Torah is there to teach us the deepest of lessons of life, teach us the way of life, teach us the Derech HaChaim, be our light in this world. But why would it wait till now to introduce Baruch Hashem? It's very strange. So, a couple of nights ago, sitting learning Tver Shleima, the Heiliger Radomsker. And Heiliger Radomsker says like this, such a beautiful yisod. He says, of course there are many people prior to Yisro that said Baruch Hashem. But Kadosh Baruch Hu waited on purpose to bring into the Torah Yisro saying Baruch Hashem. You know why? Because he said a very different Baruch Hashem than anyone else until now. Every other Baruch Hashem until now was a Baruch Hashem on something that happened to them. Something good happens in your life, of course you're going to thank the Rabbanu Shalom for it. He brought it to you. We're all thankful people. We're Yehudim. Milashon Hoda. Yisro was saying thank you, but it wasn't for himself. He wasn't in Mitzrayim. His children were not in Mitzrayim. His grandchildren were not in Mitzrayim. Tzipora, the children. Moshe was free to go, was never an Eved. His son-in-law. Yisro, who was in Midyan, Yisro was saying Baruch Hashem for everything Hashem did for Klal Yisro. Yisro had a heart of gold. Yisro had a heart of gold. Yisro felt the simcha and felt the pain of others. Yisro was happy with us and for us. Yisro felt our simcha. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited to introduce Yisro and say, thus is the most, Vada, I appreciate every Baruch Hashem. But those till now are pashit. To say Baruch Hashem on someone else's simcha, this is a different madriga. That's, I'm going to wait till that Baruch Hashem to introduce Baruch Hashem into the world. You know, sometimes we live through life. Imagine, in the room, there's certain guys that are already in Parsha Shiduchim. And you're in the Parsha Shiduchim, and it's not going yet. And you date this girl and that girl, and whatever it is. And then your friends are starting to get engaged. And this guy gets engaged, that guy gets engaged. And of course, you go to the chazan, but a little piece of you can feel, jealousy. A Yisro Dikiyid says, Baruch Hashem, I'm so happy for you. That has nothing to do with me. That doesn't take away from me. I'm besimcha with you. I'm besimcha for you. And maybe that's why specifically here, the Torah doesn't just say, Vayismach Yisro, that he's happy in a lashon of simcha, but Vayichad Yisro. Vayichad, a lashon of yichad, of achdus. It was this achdus that led to this simcha, that led to a Baruch Hashem. That's a simcha we all have to have in this world. And maybe that's the introduction to Kabbalah HaTorah. As we all know in our parsha, the famous Rashi, Vayichad Yisrael Neged Har, Kishachad Belev Echad. That first and foremost, before we even think about giving ourselves to Hashem, we have to worry about giving ourselves to each other. All of Sefer Bereishis has three mitzvos, Three mitzvos and all of Sefer Bereishis. Because all of Sefer Bereishis are the midos, is the caring of the avos for each, for their children, and mamish story of the story of looking, Eliezer goes to find the wife for Yitzchak, and all he's worrying about of midos and derech eretz. That's the prerequisite, derech eretz kadma Torah. So the beginning of Parashat Kabbalah's Torah is Yisro, caring for us, giving to us, saying Baruch Hashem for what you did for us. And that's the derech of each and every one of us. Each and every one of us needs that same heart, that same sympathy and empathy for each other, that caring for each other. That's the mark of a tzaddik. That's the mark of a tzaddik. That's the mark what's going to make you good husbands and good fathers. It's the derech eretz kadma l'Torah. May Hashem, we should say a Baruch Hashem just like a Yisrodik a Baruch Hashem, and be happy for each other. And those that, when we need to be there for each other in the difficult times, and care for each other more than we even care for ourselves. And if we know that Bayis Sheni was destroyed because we were in Zaycha to have the proper Ava, we had Sinas Chinam, this is what, through being this type of Yid, of Derech Eretz Kalma Torah, B'zaycha to rebuild Beis HaMikdash, B'zaycha Gula Shleima, B'mheir B'meinu, everyone should have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.
Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh,
I'm the cold of a dog. There she is, I'm the cold of a dog.